I have been in ministry quotes now for some 30 years. It started almost as soon as I was born again. Though I didn't recognise it at the time, God would send people to me and sort them out. And so it's gone on for 30 years. So my expectation is that when someone comes to me, it's going to be because they need sorting out and God's going to move, and that's lovely. But just this last weekend, I had a completely different experience. And it's the experience that is spoken of by Graham in several of his prophecies, where God's beginning to say, I want my enjoyment too. This is not about you, this is about me. This is about my passion for my bride. You're my woman. And the force of his passion for his bride came home to me on this particular weekend where someone came for ministry. And I felt sick to my stomach about the thought of having to minister, quite frankly. Having to go through the same old routine and rigmarole of delving into stuff and getting them sorted. And I was apologising to the Lord for it. And suddenly he dropped the words into my heart. This is not about them. This, my darling, is about me. I want my enjoyment too. This person is my bride. And I want you to warn them that they are trifling with my affections. And I'm a jealous God. The reaction that caused in me was like a cocktail of terror and elation. On the one hand, I felt the fear of the Lord, and on the other, the exquisite joy of being the beloved of God on whom his favour rested, of knowing that I was part of that bride over whom he yearned so jealously. So why am I telling you this? I think I'm telling you so that you can maybe see that perhaps your quest for being sorted, getting delivered, being healed is going to be faced up sooner or later with the fact that he wants your affections. He doesn't want your shopping list. He wants your heart and he's coming after it with a passion. He will not be stopped. He is intentional. He's coming for his beloved, and nothing and no one will stand in his way. He is coming after you because you are his woman and he cannot wait any longer. He wants his bride close to his heart, not running after every idol that pleases her heart. He wants your unshared love, and he is gonna get it. Amen.